Blog Talk Radio.
Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, see, I caught y'all slipping again. Oh, wait!
Leroy!
Time for goodbye, he said, as he faded away. Don't put your life in someone's hands, they're bound to steal it away. Don't hide your mistakes, 'cause they'll find you, burn you. Then he said, if you wanna get out alive, pull on for your life.
Cannot express how much I love that song right there.
That song is amazing. I love that song.
3 days grace.
And it is Wednesday. We gotta get out alive. Ginger's got homework and
And then, man, it is gonna be
also
late.
Crunchy stuff?
Yeah, I ate my crunchy stuff before this show. See how much I love y'all? I didn't want to torture y'all like I did yesterday. Ginger wanted to torture you.
Ginger loves to torture people, so
hell
yeah.
She's crunching all up in your ear.
Of course.
Give y'all a heads up. Y'all have been hearing us talk about City of Steam. Well, tomorrow night, you can come along with us if you like. Yeah. Right after the show, we're going straight on over into City of Steam. You can stay and ask a few questions and that kind of business. We may have to moderate the chat room, though. Some of y'all are a little crazy.
We are. But you know what? We love you. We love you.
I didn't say I didn't love you. I said you were crazy. But see, crazy recognizes crazy. We're crazy, too. That's why we know you are.
It's a true story.
Mm-hmm. True story. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I had to crunch.
That crap insane. You see her, and she talks about me making noises.
Oh, that's so good.
What are you drinking on, woman?
I'm eating Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles. I don't have any milk for my cereal. So the other half, if you happen to be listening to this, I'm glaring at you. I have no milk for my cereal.
Let me just tell y'all how tired I was Sunday morning. I got up to make me a bowl of Fruity Pebbles. And I was pouring something into them going, why can I not see the milk? It was water. I poured a good amount of water in it before it occurred to me that I was pouring water in it. I was exhausted Sunday morning. And Fruity Pebbles, not half bad with water.
Interesting.
Not half bad. I may try some orange juice next time just to spice it up.
No, I think that one's going a little far there, woman.
Well, you drink orange juice with your breakfast anyway. You might as well just cut to the chase and put it straight in there. Okay, so, again, so the Thursday night, you can come along with us. We're going into the City of Steam again. We promise you'll like it. You'll find something to like about it. If you don't like the game, you're going to love the jetpacks. Also, if you missed our show last night, we had a very good Pixinista, especially those of you who are digital designers or you know someone that designs clothes, not just for Second Life, but maybe they do IMVU or what is it, Second Grid or whatever. There's a ton of these little places that people design clothes and things for and make things for. You might want to tell them to give Pixinista a listen for last night. Keep from getting scammed. Keep from losing out on your money. Don't do stupid stuff. A business is a business is a business, no matter what realm it's in.
True story, Molto. I'm looking at you. I'm coming for you.
Ginger is still mad at you this morning.
Ginger's still mad. I'm willing to concede there's some fishy stuff going on there.
Well, we already told you. There's fishy. But his wrong is, don't be taking people's money. Don't. And he will not just give away your money. You work hard to make those little textures and things. You may think, oh, it's just in a game, but it's real money. If it wasn't real money, we wouldn't even be having that show. We'd just look at you and go, huh?
You're kidding, right?
But that's real money out of your pocket.
That's a lot of real money out of your pocket.
Yes. It's half of
stupid people.
Well, how much is $3,000 going for? $3,000 Lindens going for today in Second Life? Let's take a look at that. Just off the top of our head.
I'm not logged in, so I don't know.
Ginger, you're supposed to be in all the time. You're a permanent resident.
No,
Okay, I'm going to attempt. I'm not going to actually buy any, but I'm going to attempt. Okay, just, wait a minute. Ooh, wow.
How much is
that is $12 just to get into his service.
Mm-hmm.
$12 real, and some of you are like, oh, that's not much. No, but, you know, think of the fact that some of these people are making, and he, well, let me give you all a quick rundown. If you didn't listen to the show last night, you can go listen to the whole thing to find out why we're doing this morning. Let's say your creation nets you around $3,000 per person. Somebody buys it. Maybe they're wedding dresses, because I've seen wedding dresses in Second Life go for $3,000. So you do the math on selling about 10 of those a day.
That's quite a bit of money that adds up quickly.
Yes. Now he wants half of that.
Mm-mm.
And he did nothing. Did nothing to get it other than, so say, advertising you on his site. And we checked his site's numbers.
Yeah, his numbers didn't add up at all. One page said one thing, the other thing that said the other. His
Twitter followers
said
were
a whole other thing. Yeah, and then his Twitter was like nothing.
Yeah, he said he had 2,500 followers. He had 500. So you got to check people out. This is a lot of money to be losing out on, you know. Some people still ask me, how does that work? How do you do the money? Well, you can buy, you do have to link it to a bank account, you buy the lendings, and you can sell them back, and it fluctuates just like the stock market. So today it's $12. Tomorrow it's
$15.
Now, there
are some people that do nothing but buy and sell lendings
yep.
to
yes.
make money.
Yes. I wish I had a head for that. I do it.
It's amazing. I mean, because, like, I was reading about one guy, that's all he does. He's a day trader inside
Second Life,
more or less. He buys lendings when it's cheap, and then sells it when it's high, and lives off of that.
I got to figure that one out.
I know, right?
I got to learn how to do that. That's like,
that's amazing. That's oh, hey, look, I'm totally showing y'all Second Life. Hey, what's up? Squirrels are like, you need to be signed in, so I signed in.
I'm not did that. Wait a minute. Oh, I'm not watching us live. I was like, that's me from last night, huh?
No. I was at the game capture up. I logged in at my house.
It's Ginger's house. Anyway, if you want to know about that, if you are contemplating going into Second Life, you know, times are hard. You got to make money. You have a skill. There's tons of things surrounding Second Life you could do to earn money. There's some nice apps out there. There's some sucky apps. There's no amazing apps. If you write apps, maybe you could write a Second Life app allowing people to play on their phone. Because I think a phone could take a very low level, you know, very low graphic setting. Some iPhones could probably take it all the way up graphic-wise. You got apps. You got these day traders that would. I'm sure they'd love to have an app. I'm not quite that astute yet to write apps. I was looking over some stuff a couple of days ago, and I said I probably could do this, but it'd be a while before I'd do something that won't kill your phone. Seriously, you have like a virus by the end of the day and be mad at me. I won't know how to get it off, so we're not going to do that yet.
No, that would be bad.
That would be horrible. But if you're looking for something to do, you're good at texturing, you're good at programming. Second Life needs all of this, all of it. Go make you some extra cash, but don't be stupid. We cannot stress this enough.
Yes, don't be stupid. There's a lot of stupid that goes around. Don't be stupid.
You be extra cautious in Second Life because you cannot verify who you're speaking to unless you manage to get them out of the game and get their real information. I had one guy that told me he was an engineer, and he directed me to a website and said it was his, and I said, I don't see your name on here anywhere. Well, that's because I'm the boss. Well, the boss usually has his name on there. I see all the other employees. Why, your face there, and your name is not listed. Well, it is my website. Okay, let me go look at who is. Your name is not listed as owning the website either. Who do you think you're talking to, dude?
I know. Don't be lying to us chicks on the internet. Just because we got boobs doesn't make us stupid. Believe it or not, boy.
No, he wanted to do something with Gamer Girls Radio. Because, you know, on my profile, I have pretty much everything. You know, this is us. And so he was like, I would like to work with you all, you know, and I'd like to blah, 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 something. He said, this is my stuff. And I was like, I don't see you on there anywhere. He's, well, I don't see you. I said, well, there's links all over the website. Goes to my Facebook page. My face is there. Our faces are there. So, again, I don't see you. I don't see your name here. This doesn't tell me this is yours. You're not getting any of my money.
Yeah,
get off my land.
Somebody. How do I know you're actually Ginger? It's like, well, besides that I can point out that, hey, I'm Ginger. You want to go to Twitter. You want to go to Facebook. You want to go to Plurk. You want to go Google+, MySpace. I'm everywhere.
Like a rash.
YouTube.
She's going to let me slide by with that one.
Yeah, like a rash. That's fine. You never get rid of me, baby. Itch away. Itch away.
You're that good itch.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got some.
Yeah, I guess we did actually come here for news, didn't they?
Yes, they came for news. Would you like to go first, or
would
I?
I would like to go first because I tripped across this interesting story this morning, and by interesting, I mean it's kind of WTF, yo. All right, so Studio Tacoma, New Mexico landfill for bad Atari games.
Ew.
Yeah, ew. Totally ew. I'm pulling this from the Yahoo tech section, their gaming section. A New Mexico City Commission agreed to allow a Canadian studio to search a landfill where old, terrible Atari games are rumored, only rumored, to be buried. Alamogordo commissioners decided last week that they will allow Fuel Industries to search the landfill for games. This is coming from the Alamogordo Daily News. The company has offices in Ontario and Culver City, California. One very sought-after cartridge, the E.T. video game, oh my god, is thought by some to be among the worst video games of all time. I hate y'all, I love that game. It was like my first game, and that's probably the only reason why I love it, because I distinctly remember that was my first video game.
Didn't it used to play the theme to E.T. and everything?
Yeah. Oh, and I played it with the Babysitter's Boy all the time.
The Babysitter's Boy. It sounds like a good story.
Yeah, he was much older than me, so no. Atari paid Steven Spielberg tens of millions of dollars to license the wildly popular 1982 movie's name, and the dud of a game caused the Trouble Company's worth to sink even further at the time. The game has since developed a cult following. Yes! Y'all can't see it, but I totally got my hand in the air, all fit.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are on your own there.
Sorry, E.T. Power! The rumored Atari graveyard has long been a fascination for some who consider the commercial flop a part of video game history. It is believed that 9 semi-trucks, I can't talk. It's believed that 9 semi-trucks dumped the precious, most valuable E.T. games and other Atari toys in this southern New Mexico landfill in 1983. Oh, my God. Can I go? I'll just take a shovel. It'll be okay. I'll sign a waiver. Alamogordo Commissioner Jason Baldwin says that he played the extraterrestrial game, and it was horrible. Shut up, you. They have listings for the game on eBay that run from under $1 to more than $30. I may have to get me one just to, you know, hang to my wall. I'll make a necklace out of it.
Now that would be hot. Oh!
Fuel Industries, a multimedia company, has been given 6 months to search the landfill. The company hopes to document the search. Hire me. I will come dig for you. Give me a shovel. Be all right.
Oh, it's nice when you have friends that know little things about you. That is so sweet. Thank you. Uh-huh. I got a post on Google Plus of 2 parakeets kissing. I mentioned to a friend of mine that I used to have parakeets, and I missed them so much. It's to me, 2 parakeets. Oh, so sweet. I miss my babies. Oh, can't have them now. Kittenatrix would eat them. But sweet babies.
Oh. Lisa, why are you talking about weddings?
Is he in the chat room?
Yeah, he's in the chat room.
I don't see anybody. Let me refresh. Maybe I have disconnected.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. I'm looking.
I don't.
Maybe not. Maybe that was yesterday's. I don't know what's going on. You didn't update the date for the
GG. Yeah, I did update the date. I forgot to change the day to the 5th.
Yeah.
I changed it back to lunch with Ginger and Corey, but yeah. Life is a dream.
It's a dream?
Life is but a dream. Okay, anyway.
With this?
Oh, I updated already. Is it not showing?
Okay, no.
Ooh.
I wondered if there was some story behind the life is a dream.
No, I just felt like saying life is a dream. It's
oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to be nice. Okay, so anyway. Let freedom pop. Yes, you heard what I said. Let freedom pop. Freedom pop wants to kill carriers, your mobile carrier, with a completely free service. After actually proving that there's actually a decent business in offering free mobile data, Freedom Pop is now aiming to take its crazy business model even further by replacing your cellular plan entirely. According to VentureBeat, the new and so far unnamed mobile service is set to launch late this summer. Will offer free voice calls and text messaging, all of which will run on top of their free data service. No carrier.
Yay!
Here it is, no carrier required. It seems like everything Freedom Pop has done so far, from its intriguing iPod touch sleeve to a home router meant to replace your traditional ISP, has led up to this free mobile service. I want to know where I can get this because I'm so out. They said our end game was supposed to be the starting point, said Stephen Stuckles, who's Freedom Pop's chief executive, in an interview with VentureBeat. He explained that the company initially intended to launch with a service that would offer free calls and texts in addition to data, but ultimately it was too much for network partners to stomach out of the gate. Freedom Pop is not divulging many details on its total users and metrics just yet, mostly because it's been slow rolling out its service since last fall, but Stuckles is quick to mention that the company is seeing gross margins of over 50% on their freemium products. Consumers come for the free data, but they end up spending money on additional services like faster speeds and more data. It wouldn't be a stretch to imagine the company offering similar premium options with this new service. The company will offer 500 megabytes of free 4G data, the same as its current devices, 200 free anytime minutes, and unlimited texting as part of the service. Freedom Pop users will also be able to call each other for free without biting into their voice call quota. Freedom Pop initially launched on Clearwire's 4G WiMAX network, but it recently began offering service on Sprint's 3G network as well. Stuckles said that he initially wanted to wait until Sprint's LTE network went live to launch the new mobile service, but he found the performance of voice over IP services on the current networks to be good enough to launch sooner. Freedom Pop also brought free calls and texting to its current devices as part of a partnership with Text Plus. The company will offer older phones like your Samsung Galaxy S2 and the HTC Evo 4G with the service, mostly because they're pretty cheap right now. After all, anyone intrigued by a totally free mobile service likely won't bother buying the latest and greatest super smartphone. You can also bring any existing Sprint devices over to the service. So if you already have Sprint, you're already set to go. This is a full-on replacement for your carrier. This is a company is based out of Los Angeles, and so far they've raised about $12 million from Mangrove Capital Partners and DCM. I am thinking of looking into this. You can find them at freedompop.com. I don't know if they're available outside of California is the problem.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Oh, look, you can check. You go to their website, freedompop.com, and put in your zip code. Oh, they want your email address, too. And they will tell me if it's available in my area. Houstonites, please stand by. Houstonians, stand by. What?
So you got it?
No, oh, wait a minute. They want my address now. Y'all are being funny. I'm giving too much attention already. Y'all are asking for too much. It's available. Woo,
woo!
High-speed broadband internet for you to use. No installation. Just plug and play.
That's very nice.
Now, what we mean by high-speed here?
Yeah, I love how they say high-speed, and then you look at it sometimes, and you're like, wait a minute, that's not high-speed. My phone gets better speed than that.
That'd be DSL. Up to 8 megabytes per second. Dude, I got to think about that. Now, the free one is 1 gigabyte per month. It's for your web surfing and email. This is the one you get for your Nana, you guys. This is what I get.
1 gig would get me nothing. I'd be done with that like in a day.
I'd be done with that in 2 minutes because I'm about to download something that's 1 gig here. they say this one is supposed to be ideal. The fastest one they have is actually $18.99 a month, which is still cheaper than AT&T and Comcast combined.
1.5 seconds, that's worse. It's nice that you let the girl finish first.
Ooh, thank you kindly. Then they have one that's $9.99 a month and $14.99, which is three times the speed, and then the fastest. I want to know if it's actual. It's $1.99. Wait a minute, alert users. Oh, okay, you're sent an alert before you run out of text. The only thing I don't like is the texting thing because I would use up the text pretty quickly. It used to be I didn't text a lot, but I do now. I want to talk to them first before we do this, you guys. That's kind of interesting that you got there. The device that they send is really interesting. I don't know if it's a modem router or Ethernet cable. Okay, you know what? This is completely wireless, looks like.
We like wireless.
I do like wireless, but some things, that's why it's only 8 megabytes. It's not a hardwired connection. I'm going to need y'all to get with somebody. Get with Google and y'all work this out. Get us a cable.
Mm-hmm.
I'll happily pay you for $18. Get me some files. I'll do it.
Yes. All right. So,
Deus. It's Latin.
Deus ex. There we go. Deus ex. And I've got you a trailer. Let me get this going for you.
I'm sorry. I got a little excited.
Square Enix, the publisher of Square Enix, today announced Deus Ex The Fall, the new installment of the award-winning Deus Ex series coming soon to mobile and tablet devices. Deus Ex The Fall is set in 2027, a golden era for science, technology, and human augmentation, but also a time of great social divide and global conspiracy. Powerful corporations have seized control from governments and command the drug supply needed by augmented humans to survive. In this chaos, Ben Saxon, a former British SAS mercenary, who underwent physical augmentation, is desperate for the truth behind the drug conspiracy. Betrayed by his private military employers, the tyrants, not only is his life at risk, but for all augmented humans, time is running out. Yay! This actually looks really kind of good. Those are some awesome video. I don't want to see y'all guys talking. I want to see more gameplay. Less guys talking, more gameplay. Oh, look, it's on the tablet.
Stop!
Oh, look. Oh, that's not bad. That's kind of cool.
Oh, my God. Is that Deus on the... Oh.
That is Deus?
Oh, on the tablet. Oh, he's cute. That one there on the right. What's your name?
I know, right?
You ever say, what's your name, boy?
But that is cool. It's on a tablet.
I like his ring, too. Hey there. What's up? What's going on? Okay, no, seriously,
That's amazing. Games are coming, and tablets are becoming so awesome.
Well, no, you know why? Because the real developer, I'm sorry, some of you that made some games, the early apps, I know somebody had to do it, but the real developers are actually stepping in. So now we're actually getting the games we should have had on an iPad and the other tablets, which would have made them a bigger hit a long time ago. People would actually be looking at them as a gaming device. Still waiting for somebody to make one that's strictly gaming. I don't want any Microsoft Word on it and other stuff. I want this right here is what I want. Just this.
Well, I thought that wiki pad that we talked about yesterday was supposed to be. Yeah. I mean, because it actually has the
controller attached.
Attached and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, but it just looks really crazy. It looks like a giant controller with a pad plugged in. I want...
Well, on the other hand, you know, for some of these games, I want my controller. So
This is true. You do need your controller. Man, he's cute. Yeah. What's your name, boy? Find out who that is. On the right there, Ginger. I'm going to need to know his name. I'm going to have to add him to the list. You know, it's the beard. That's what it is.
Is that what
it is? That's the OT. That's what it is.
Okay.
He's my new crush for the day. Okay. Oh, and I already posted this up on Facebook, but congratulations, Naughty Dog. And I did tell you, Max, dinner is on you next time. You're buying everything next time. Everything. Because your game is a hit. Last of Us. Getting ready.
Yay!
News.
When is that out?
I do not know, sadly. I think I had a release date in my head
soon.
Yep, as soon as you asked me, the release date went right out of my head. I suck. Mm-hmm. I will have a release date here shortly. Whew. No, it's not out yet. It's not on the charts. Okay, so we'll have a release date here shortly.
Have we done the charts this week?
They have been sending them, like, in the middle of the week. So I got one, I think, last week I got one on Thursday, and then I got another one. It might be there now. I don't know what's going on with them. So that's why we haven't been giving you guys any charts. I would like to breathe. Thank you, Texas. Breathing would be good. All right, so anyway, Last of Us, killing them. Most of the critics are loving it. They're saying it's a better game than any of the Uncharted titles. That is from Nathan Drake. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the guy in Uncharted. I suck today. What is going on with me? David Michelum. from the official PlayStation magazine is the one that said that. And he says, peerlessly tense hide-and-seek sim crafted around thoughtful stealth and devastating gunplay. And, of course, if you know Naughty Dog, their flagship franchise has been Uncharted. But Michelum is saying that The Last of Us is a Drake beater. That's right. Drake is out. These guys are in. He said it's a new high for the studio. It's a better game than any of the Uncharted titles. It doesn't handle like Uncharted. It doesn't pace itself like Uncharted. And it's certainly a damn straight scarier than your favorite Fortune Hunter's Feral Yetis. Yeah, that's from Uncharted. I lost interest in Uncharted a long time ago. I think I have one sitting over there on the shelf I need to go and sell or something. Anybody want to buy the first Uncharted? sell to you. You can have $25. He praises strong combat, balanced AI, ability to use different tactics, enemy design, and behavior. It's the emotions that are the star here, he says. Reducing your reviewer to tears is usually a sign you've missed a game-breaking bug in hour 17 of your game. He said, here's a testament, a tender maturity that boils the apocalypse down to a touching cross-country journey of a surrogate father-daughter pairing. So this is not even his real daughter. I said, the most cynical among you might dismiss this as a PlayStation publication cheering for the home team, as what he says, because this is from David Michael, I'm from PlayStation Magazine. He said, but you should only take a glance at the rest of the scores to see that's not the case. Apparently, our friends over at Eurogamer gave out a high score for them. Somebody's referring to it as gaming's Citizen Kane moment. That's hot. Okay, they're also talking about the characterization of Elle, something other reviewers have mentioned, and the relationship she has with the other lead character, Joel, but was less happy when the AI of the other characters fail. AI partners often attempt to follow you and stay behind cover nearby, but sometimes they screw up and get stuck out in the open. These moments don't result in detection by enemy AI, which is a wise concession to the stealth gameplay, but it looks ridiculous and shatters the atmosphere Naughty Dog works so hard to build. Others praise the deliberately difficult gunplay as a clever design move. Caller finds it messy and frustrating at first, and then finds killing the game's non-zombie foes morally uncomfortable. Ultimately, the storytelling and design that dazzled other reviewers seems to have left our caller unmoved. Caller, be nice. Well, you know, this is where I was telling you, I understand what they're saying because I remember there's also some comparisons from to this and the show The Walking Dead and the game. Remember in The Walking Dead, you know, you feel the uncomfort of, I hate to give this away, remember the tractor part where you have to choose?
I didn't really have too much of an issue. I was like, how am I going to get away? All right.
Well, no, not the getaway. You have to either save the guy stuck under the tractor, the kid on the tractor, or kill the zombies, or try to save the kid and kill the zombies. So he's saying it was...
I chose the kid survived. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I chose the kid, but I wish I hadn't. Annoying little bastard. Everybody's like, he's not a real kid.
Well, by then it was like, I could have sworn that the other person had already been bitten. I was like, no.
That's what I said. He's been bitten. See, and that's what they're saying. It becomes uncomfortable because what if you'd let him live and you didn't know if he was bitten? What if he was hiding it? Wasn't somebody hiding it in, we were playing the Walking Dead game?
Yeah, I think so.
Somebody was bitten and you knew somebody got bit, but you didn't know who. And it's like, I'm going to have to kill you. I don't want to have to kill you just yet because you haven't actually turned because you're still normal, but I'm going to have to kill you. Oh.
No, see, people, the zombie apocalypse happens. If I even know you so much as got a scratch, you better be running because my gun is aiming for you.
You got to have a scratch, actually. You start acting crazy.
Yeah. And you're out. I'm sorry. You're out.
The only other
place I've seen zombies, thanks.
Yeah, I've seen that discomfort. I've seen it in the show The Walking Dead. It comes up. There is a scene, and some of you won't remember this, hopefully. If you've never watched it, you're planning on watching it, but this is like 3 to 4 seasons down the road. You'll forget it until right the moment when you see it again. But there is a scene like that where three of the main characters are sitting in a bar with three people they just met, and they know some or all the people in this room are going to die at some point, but we're trying to be as civil as we can for as long as possible, and then when the fight breaks out, it's pretty much, it's a bloodbath. all the other people end up getting killed, because you know they're crazy, because they keep showing you that they're not quite right. And I'm saying that's what's happening here, is I'm hoping, Naughty Dog, knowing how Max programs, I hope that he's put in that there's those moments where you're trying to cooperate with them and they're just not working out. You know you're going to have to kill them. I'm thinking that's where the discomfort may come from. I don't know.
What was the one scene? You made me remember. They are in the pharmacy. And the little girl goes to the bathroom and opens up the door and they're keeping a flipping zombie in there. He's dad. He's a zombie.
Oh, you mean in the game? Yes.
Yes, in the game.
That pops up in the show as well, too, that same theme. But, yeah, you got to...
I don't care whose parent, kid, lover it was. It's a zombie. Kill it.
Zombie apocalypse. People's got to die. You've got to go.
Sooner you get over it, Horace says, sooner you move on.
Rosebud. Are we watching Last of Us, by the way?
No. This one is actually... Metro last night. They gave me a trailer, but they didn't give me a press release for it, so I'm just running it.
Wait a minute. Do they... Let me see. Okay, I got one for you. I got a press release for you. Because they suck. Why do they do that?
I don't know. oh, video, I don't have a press release, so I'm just going to run this while we're talking, because why not?
I'm going to roll with it. There you go. I got
Where'd you put it? Where'd you put it?
Girl, you know I put it in the wrong window, because you know how Corey is. Corey be wrong. There you go. There you is.
Location. Piston go. Log in. Really?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, really. You know how they are. Yes.
That's not my password. What's my password?
I'm sorry, Ginger.
That's my password. All right, so, yay! Let me restart this trailer for y'all then, because now Corey got me a press release, because Corey's awesome. By the way, mature 17, if you're not 17 and over, look away, folks! All right. I scrolled and it made the window go all wonky. 4A Games, development studio and creator of Metro Last Light, today released an extraordinary asset for the game, the Mobius, was created by Alexander Smith, who also originally employed by four, was originally, who is dinging me?
That was me, just keep reading, okay. I'm sorry.
Employed by 4A as a capture artist. Soon it turned out that his talent was needed in the production team, blah, 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 blah. No, that's the same trailer I've got, but there's nothing about the actual game. It's now available for PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and Windows PC, and that's all I've got. So, that's where I got the video from, was that same press release, but there's nothing actually about the game.
Really? Wait a minute. Where am I? It's a very long press. Oh, you know what? It's very short. I'm sorry. They have a long stuff about them, Deep Silver, so on.
Yeah. I mean, if I want to read about Deep Silver, I could read till, you know, I'm blue in the face. But there's nothing about the game in the press release. People, if you send us a press release, stop stroking your own e-penis. Do that under the blankets with the lights off. We don't want to see it, all right?
You can also find this trailer, if you so choose, on their website. Yeah.
I'm glad y'all hired somebody. That's nice. Somebody got a job. That's cool. I don't care. Tell me about the game.
They have a trailer with music. It's actually pretty nice up on their Facebook page. The Mobius trailer. Is that the one you're just running?
Yeah.
Yeah, the music is very nice. I might have to go back and listen to that later. It looks like it's going to be a good trailer. Okay. Run that video that I sent you just there, just now. Let me tell you about Warframe. Warframe.
Is and you put it in another window.
I was trying to be nice and put it where it was supposed to be. I'm sorry. Warframe is coming to your PlayStation. Well, actually, PlayStation 4. Sorry, guys. But if you're headed out to E3, it's going to be there. You can play a live demo. Digital Extremes announced that Warframe, the fastest-growing free-to-play game, is coming to the PlayStation 4 computer entertainment system this fall. The sci-fi third-person action game challenges players.
What the hell
was
on his face?
I love when she does that. Challenges players to release their inner ninja. Will debut with a playable demo at E3. June 11th through the 13th. The fact that we're developing Warframe for launch for the PS4 is unbelievable. Wow. And awesome, says Steve Sinclair, who's the creative director of Digital Extremes. The irony is not lost on me.
From Star Wars. It's a trap!
The irony is not lost
on me. That's what that was!
I got to read this before.
Sorry.
Our original sci-fi concept for the game was the first ever seen footage for the PlayStation 3 generation that never came to fruition until now. Exciting times are ahead. This next generation, or gen transition, as a co-op-focused game that thrives on community and clan building, Warframe will take full advantage of the social connectivity and community-building features coming to the PlayStation 4 system. Some of the features involve the new enhanced DualShock 4 controller that offers integrated audio, touchpad controls, and gameplay streaming capabilities. Additionally, second screen functionality will come in the form of an Android and iOS app called Warframe Nexus. Wow. This companion app will allow players to perform in-game tasks provided pertinent and provide pertinent real-time info while away from the PS4 system, such as alerts to critical missions, crafting and building inventory, and scheduling game sessions with friends, just to name a few. Many of these features will be demonstrated during E3. Players are introduced to Warframe as newly awoken Tenno warriors thrust into a universe at war and armed with ancient exoskeletal technology that you can operate. These Warframes bring unimaginable power and skill to the Tenno and provide players with unique offensive and defensive powers to explore and master. Players go solo or band together in squads of four to complete co-op-based raids to locate ancient artifacts that will help customize and upgrade their Warframe and weapons. You can, of course, check out Warframe.com. And also on Warframe.com, they're offering you the chance to become what they're calling a founder. I don't know what. Oh no! You have to buy. You buy your way into becoming a founder. There's a disciple, hunter, master, and grandmaster. The disciple, of course, is the lowest priced one, and that comes with a forum founder's badge and 370 platinum, which I'm guessing is the in-game currency. That's $19.99. Then the hunter is $49.99. You get the badge and a founder's set. I don't know what's in it. You also wait a minute. It says you get a sword. And some other stuff. Okay, then you get your Forum Founders badge. Each one of these is a little different. Grandmaster, of course, is $249. You get a sword, a pistol, and your something else, some exoskeletal something. You also get access and get to vote on upcoming game features. And you have an in-game location tagged with your alias, so your name will be in the game forever. I am kind of impressed with this because these are some game features we've mentioned here before that we don't see. Games don't go the extra mile to immerse you. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that it works with your phone and your way. You can do crafting and all that stuff. And, you know, it's something most of us already have. You already have your phone with you. So we might as well pull it out and be able to play or interact with your friends when you're away from your PlayStation 4. Some of you are at work and you're like, man, you might be like, man, I want to play some Warframe. I can't wait till I get home. And then your phone will ding and they'll be like, blah, blah. And you'd be like, oh, I can do that during lunch. And I don't know about y'all. They used to make me feel good. That's why I told y'all I used to carry game manuals in my purse. I'd be at work in the conference room. We're supposed to be listening to whatever's going on. The boss is talking about something, and I've got my thing open with my map. If I go this way when I'm playing EverQuest and I come out this side, Corey, yes, you're absolutely correct. That is wrong. They should never have done that. What's that you got in the folder? Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
I come up behind.
Don't look at it. It's not for you.
Look at when I come up behind Quainos and go around this way. I'm making hands motions. I like this. We may have to send you all by this booth just to see what's up. And for PlayStation 4, I can't wait to see what they do with this. I want to see more companies do this. So we need some interactivity. No, I was thinking yesterday. If you ever played any of those augmented reality games on your phone, you ever played any of them? It's where they give you a game. I told you about this, Baby Nature.
Yeah. There was one with a ghost or something.
Yeah. So I was wondering, how come nobody has tried to make one of those for Google Glass? That would be awesome. It's already in front of your eye. We just superimpose the image over a first-person shooter.
Don't allow porn.
No, not porn. I said a game. A first-person shooter.
That would be the premise of my game.
Yeah, and
look around, everybody's a stripper.
Ginger, no porn, no porn.
Yeah, I would totally program it so that everybody has the tassels on. Yeah, it'd be bad. Speaking of possibly not the best idea in the world, though, on the other hand, could be really cool. And I know this is not technically gaming. Except for those of us who are like me with a gamer who does not want to leave the house ever. Amazon plans big expansion of online grocery business. Yeah, that's right, folks. We no longer have to leave the house. We can grocery shop on Amazon. Amazon.com, Inc. is planning a major rollout of an online grocery business that it has been quietly developing for years, targeting one of the largest retail sectors yet to be upended by e-commerce. While food is a low-margin business, Amazon could outperform similar online grocery services by delivering orders for higher-margin items like electronics at the same time.
Oh, my God.
This could be kind of cool. One of the people familiar with Amazon Fresh's, not even kidding you, Fresh's,
expression.
Russia's expansion plans said new warehouses will have refrigerated areas for food, but also space nearby to store up to 1 million general merchandise products in some cases. The company has been testing Amazon Fresh in its hometown of Seattle for at least 5 years, delivering fresh produce such as eggs, strawberries, and meat with its own fleet of trucks. Amazon is now planning to expand its grocery business outside of Seattle for the first time, starting with Los Angeles as early as this week. And so,
wow.
And the San Francisco Bay Area later this year. That's awesome when you come into my area, because I know I'm in the
right.
Come on, yo.
Come on.
if those new locations go well, the company may launch Amazon Fresh in 20 other urban areas in 2014, including some outside the United States. So screw you! Put them all here in the U.S. Bill Bishop, a prominent supermarket analyst and consultant, said the company was targeting as many as 40 markets without divulging how he knew of Amazon's plans. He knows things. An Amazon spokeswoman did not respond to requests for comments on Tuesday. Sorry, my cat just totally scared the crap out of me. Amazon is searching for new large markets to enter as the company tries to maintain a growth rate that has fueled a 220% surge in its shares over the past 5 years. That's who I should be putting my money in, apparently. The grocery business in the United States, which generated $568 billion in retail sales last year, may be a ripe target. That's hot. I can't wait to get this. Seriously, if they can bring this to where I live, I will never have to leave the house again. It'll be amazing.
I am so excited because we used to have, Walmart used to have a similar service in the area called Peapod. And Peapod would only deliver to certain areas of the city. And I think they still do, and now they just kind of narrow it down to the super rich areas. Amazon does this. I'm all in. I'm like, I'm going to need 20 apples.
I know, right?
And bunch of bananas, about 3 pounds. I need you to do it up. Pick me the good apples. I want my bananas green before they get here. Man.
Exactly.
That would be nice. And that would be a good job to have. That's a whole new job market. That's all you do all day is pick groceries for people. I would do that job.
Yeah.
I would. I don't have to talk to anybody. I put the apples in the bag and I ship it out. I'm done. I like a job where I can look back and say, you know, I had 20 orders and I did 25 today. Good. I'm good. Just pay me well, though. Yeah, pay me well. You don't pay us well, I get very unhappy. Money is a factor in my happiness. I don't care where I work. I could be at McDonald's.
I walk you.
I would work at McDonald's for the right price. Can't be minimum wage. I would serve burgers with a smile. Good morning. Welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you? Why are you so happy? They pay me very well.
True story. A lot of people don't get that. They're like, why would you be happy? Man, you pay me enough, I will act as happy as you want.
Contingent.
You want me doing cartwheels?
Right.
You pay me. You pay me. I will do cartwheels.
ATM straight. All right. What is up, Microsoft? We really are breaking up. I see this happening. It hurts my heart because we've been together so long. We've been so deeply ingrained in each other. We're going to have to break up. They're still trying to get this TV thing going and really, really focusing on it.
Wait. What TV thing?
TV, remember television, whatever. If the recent reveal wasn't enough to make you piss off.
That TV thing. All right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of TV things. So.
Yeah. Xbox One, the Xbox One. Okay. I'm thinking of the new one. If that wasn't enough to piss you off, that you know their total commitment in trying to you know get the whole TV thing up and running. This one should do it for you. The latest news is that CEO Steve Ballmer and Entertainment Studios President Nancy Tellem are courting TV executives in Hollywood with the new console. Deadline is reporting that the pair have meetings with CBS chief Les Smith, there you go, whatever your name is, Smith's TV boss Steve Moskow and WME co-CEOs Ari Emanuel and Patrick Whitesell, while an insider told Deadline that the purpose of the visits was to reiterate Microsoft's commitment to transitioning its business to devices and services and to explaining that Hollywood entertainment is a big part of that. Microsoft in the past has just dipped a toe but has now a real commitment. We want to be with you, baby. Apparently declaring during the visit that he doesn't want to be a cable channel. Ballmer showed off the new Xbox One to the execs ahead of E3 next week and pushed the technological capabilities of the machine hard, giving examples of how it could apply sports, music, reality TV, and scripted shows. Of course, Microsoft's press conference will take place this coming Monday at 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We will be here. That's it. That's the last straw.
Are you done with them?
I'm done. I'm looking at PlayStation 4. Just give it. Go ahead and give it to me. I'm going back to my PlayStation. I'm deeply disturbed by this. I feel abandoned. Even before E3, you're still not up. This doesn't seem like they're paying attention to us gamers at all. And we made Xbox. Why are you ignoring us? I kind of feel like the first wife. And he got the new younger wife.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
She went there.
He got the new younger wife.
That's not
Although
cute.
Why anybody would do that to me is beyond me, because y'all see me, I'm hot. But anyway, I don't get it. I don't understand why the focus on the TV. Even Amazon is smart. They went to groceries. Why didn't you go to something else, Microsoft? There's tons of other things. Why didn't you jump in the boat with Google and see if you could give us some files somewhere? I'm just saying. There was a ton of other things you could have done. Gamers, when we're with you, we're with you for life. It's why people argue over their consoles and they fight because they have a loyalty. But, Ma, you just shot me in the face. Not in a fun way I like. I'm done with you. It's over.
It's so sad. Well, what I have here is
a failure to communicate.
Apparently. Where angels cry. Let me make sure I'm getting the right one up. Yes, I am. Okay. Are y'all seeing this? Do I have it up on the screen? I do not. Let me get it up on the screen for you.
Saint girl.
All right. Mysterious Where Angels Cry comes to Mac and iOS full today. Yay. Wait, there's sound. Why is there sound? You're not supposed to have sound. You stop making sound. Anyways, a mysterious hidden object adventure Where Angels Cry comes to Mac and in a full version on iOS today. Where Angels Cry takes place in a remote, medieval monastery where monks are disappearing without explanation and a statue on the property has been seen crying blood. It's up to you as an agent of the cardinal to investigate these strange happenings.
It's just a game, right? Because I'm starting to get worried. What's strange happenings? You know those Vatican people, they like to... Yeah, okay.
They do. Where Angels Cry is a mesh of a semi-classic adventure and a hidden object puzzle game. In the game, you will explore the monastery and its eerie surroundings while investigating its inhabitants, completing challenging tasks, solving perplexing puzzles, and playing dozens of mini-games. Uncover a sad and shocking story of love and treachery in this exciting adventure game. Yay! All right, so what do we got? Coming to Mac OS and iOS. 18 amazing minigames and puzzles to solve. 7 mysterious locations to explore.
Ooh.
3 modes, casual, adventure, and challenge. Collect 21 angels to unlock additional achievements. And HD graphics and riveting storylines. All right, so we're looking for... prices. The MSRP of the game is $2.99 for the iPhone and $4.99 for the Mac and iPad. This is through June 6th, so that's tomorrow. Usually it's $4.99 for iPhone and $6.99 for iPad and Mac. So if you want to get it for cheap, today's the day to do it.
Ooh, ooh.
Do it, whoops.
All right.
No,
ma'am.
I'm sorry.
No.
I can't help it.
All right. Those of you who have Microsoft Outlook or didn't have it.
Who still uses that?
Girl, why anybody doesn't do IMAP is far beyond me. All right. So Microsoft announced today that its email service will finally hit Windows RT with the launch of Windows 8.1 later this year. The app will feature all the Outlook functionality that you have come to know and love, but with more simplified interface, ideal for devices running Windows RT. For owners of device like Surface, this is great news. While Windows RT already has its own versions of Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, a native Outlook app has been conspicuously absent. Mm-hmm. The lack of conspicuously. The lack of outlook is especially bad in light of the fact that 61% of tablet shoppers say that Microsoft Office is the most important factor in their buying decision, according to a recent Morgan Stanley study. This is something also that Microsoft itself cites. Wow, that was weird. Perhaps the addition of Outlook can help bolster interest in Windows RT and the devices running it. Maybe. The addition of Outlook joins a long list of new features and tweaks coming to Windows 8.1, which will thankfully be a free upgrade with native SkyDrive support and more personalization options. The update is already shaping up to be what Windows 8 should have been from the beginning. So here's some of what you can expect when Outlook lands on Windows RT.
Sorry, I'm going to let my cat over here.
I won't need... Well, I've seen some of the new Windows 8s. They put the bar back at the bottom. They put the start menu back, which is good. It should never have been gone. You just can't be all crazy. You can't completely change your operating system. You have to slow... You have to ease us into stuff like that. People got on. They're like, how do I get my menu to show up? No, press that button. I don't have a touch screen. Well, use your mouse. Well, my mouse is not showing up. How do I get it to show up? Well, press that button. I don't have a touch screen. Okay, so let's take this back to the store.
Yeah. Because that's what I'm thinking. If you don't have a touch screen or any of this other stuff, and that's what Windows 8 is built for, then take it back. All right, so interesting thing. There's a report over on GamePolitics.com this morning. Wii U Basic being discontinued at GameStop later this month. That's right, folks. According to a report over at our frenemies Kotaku, the 8GB Basic version of the Wii U console will be discontinued on June 18th at video game specialty retailer GameStop. The move isn't GameStop's idea. No. Apparently, it's Nintendo's. My frenemies are citing a report from an anonymous retail source saying that as of June 18th, all GameStop stores will need to return any remaining stock of the Wii U Basic consoles to Nintendo. Nintendo launched two modules of the Wii U in November of 2012, the 8GB Basic unit and the 32GB Premium unit. The Premium Wii U came bundled with a copy of Nintendo Land. The Wii U has suffered from slow sales in 2013, and some retailers have reduced the price of the console in an effort to move sales. Sources claiming that GameStop has informed managers at its stores nationwide of the following. Nintendo Wii U Basic Recall, 2-week preparation on Tuesday, 6 of 18, June 18th. All stores will need to return all new unopened Wii U Basic. Stores that have 10 or more in stock will receive shipping cartons from the distribution center. All other stores will need to save shipping cartons for this recall. What do you think about that, Corey?
I wonder why they're doing it.
I don't know. I'm curious.
Are they going to take them and redo the parts?
Maybe.
Are we going to resell them, take them apart? Can we have them if you're going to do it?
Right? I will totally show you Corey's boobs. Come on.
What? I'm done with you. Okay. Oh, we got time for one more quick one. OMG Pop team says they're relieved after the studio has closed. Yes. A former employee of Draw Something developer, OMG Pop, has expressed the sense of relief as its entire team was laid off in Zynga's latest round of redundancies. The developer was renamed Zynga New York after its $180 million acquisition during the peak of Draw Something's success. I have one of those in my house. It is lying dormant and dusty. However, 15 months later and barely 6 weeks after launch of Drawing Something 2, the studio has been closed for good. In a report from Business Insider, one former employee described the feeling of expectation and then relief at Zynga's decision. He said there were no hard facts or figures, no real explanation, just typical corporate BS. The employee said at the moment that the Zynga New York team was informed, everyone was just like, yep, not surprised at all. It has been like the weight has been lifted off our shoulders that a decision has finally been made. According to the employee, recent signs that indicated that the end was coming. Dan Porter, the company's founder, left in April, swiftly followed by several key members of the team. In addition, orders from the top had dried up, and the team's workload had eased from managing numerous IPs to fixing bugs on Draw Something 2. In total, Zynga made 520 people redundant, around 18% of its workforce, ostensibly to cut costs as it shifts from desktop to mobile. However, the former Zynga New York employees expressed doubt at this explanation, citing the survival of desktop-oriented teams on games like Farmville 2 as evidence. He says, "We thought you just laid off your most talented mobile team. We were totally underutilized." And nevertheless, the atmosphere at the Zynga New York offices as its employees cleared out their belongings was far from dour. Most layoffs are sad. You imagine big corporate settings where security is there to lead people out of the offices so they don't make a scene. This was the opposite. Music was being played loudly. People were ripping up Zynga hoodies and T-shirts. Anything that was Zynga was completely left there. The sentiment Ooh. Felt positive. Woo! Oh, wow!
Ripping up hoodies. So they're pretty much trashing anything they have that was Zynga's.
They left it there, tore it up and left it.
Ooh.
Wow. You must not know about me. Okay.
Okay, right? Wow. All right, we got a couple of minutes left, so can you do one more?
Yes, please do.
All right, there's a new hacked game out there. Russian hacker pirates the dishwasher and calls it justice, pulling this from GamePolitics.com. A Russian coder and hacker known only as Barabas, has ported Ska Studio's popular M-rated XBLA action game, The Dishwasher Vampire Smile, to the PC. Don't celebrate just yet. And, of course, this is not at all blessed by Ska Studios. It's just a pirated version of the game. Barabas defends his action by arguing that the developer of the game should have made a PC port himself, and that by not doing so, it's not very nice. No, not very nice at all. He says, I have to argue that the part of the authors are not very nice to publish the game exclusively for the Xbox 360, making it impossible for PC gamers to play such a great game. Bear with me, this is not, apparently, English not his main language at all. We do not steal the game for the Xbox 360. We steal it for the PC port, given that developers ignore the PC platform. About any loss of profit for them is not out of the equation, or out of the question. After all, if they wanted to earn money, then the game would be issued on all available platforms. If the game came out on PC officially, then the thread would not exist. While Skull Studios founder James Silva doesn't seem all that bent out of shape about it, he does take issue with Barabas' reasoning for creating a port in the first place. He says, I guess you could say that my reaction is mixed. I'm flattered that there's that much interest in Vampire Smile on PC. I'm not mad about the crack itself. In fact, I'm actually pretty impressed, but I'm bewildered by the crack's attempt to justify the morality of it. He assumes a lot about why Vampire Smile's not on PC yet, and he could have cleared up a lot of those assumptions by just emailing me. I get that piracy is a service problem, but that's not a consequence, not a justification. Barabas responds by saying that users always have the option of paying for the game if they want to. Users always have the option of paying for the game or not. This also applies to Xbox 360, which has the opportunity to play pirated games. He added that PC port is missing many features like co-op, online play, and achievements. But he ultimately believes that what he has done should not be considered piracy. It's not piracy. This is restoration of justice. Whatever, dude. Why don't you just go to him and say, hey, I'd like to create a PC port. How about we work together? He's an indie game developer. He doesn't have the millions of dollars to do this. Come on.
That being said, where can I get a copy? That was mean.
I'm going to go with gamedev.ru forum. So good luck with that Google translation of it.
No, I'm going to mind my own beeswax. Right. Okay, so that's going to do it for us. Lovely guys and gals, we will see you guys tomorrow night. It's going to be a long night tomorrow. Y'all be ready to hang with us if you can. If you can, amateurs. Ooh, I had to stretch then. Oh, my goodness. You used to see the gift that horse is going to... Ah, yes. Make sure you check out the link. Wait a minute. I'm talking to you, Ginger X. Check out that link that Horace put in the chat room. And the rest of you, you can check our Facebook page or our Twitter if you want to see what I'm talking about. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow. And, of course, we're always around somewhere.
Tomorrow.
No, ma'am. I've heard enough of that. Thank you.
I love you tomorrow.
Nope. Had enough of that. Remember, Baby Nations was in Annie this year. That will be enough. No, I heard that every day.
Oh, please.
God. You know I like that one. It's hard, not for us. Also, they've done the Jay-Z version, but they've used. I wonder why.